It's 50 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. Right now, I'm in the studio with Lance Howell and Charlie Robertson. Both of these fellows are involved in a show called Ring of Fire, and as you can guess, it's about Johnny Cash. Lance Howell, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us, Gina.
How are you doing, Charlie?
Doing wonderful, thanks.
Good. So you are presenting a musical about Johnny Cash. I mean, this is daunting. It's frightening. What is it about? Tell me about it. I understand it's an ensemble piece. Most striking to me is the fact that no one impersonates Johnny Cash.
No, we have 12 cast members who just embody the whole spirit of Johnny Cash. As I said before, his music was so blue-collar, it was for every man, and our cast is every man. It's just the American, Americana, John Q. Citizen, and they tell a story through the poetry of his music and through some written dialogue. But we do follow his legend. It's incredible.
Right. Yeah, I saw the person who actually wrote this musical said the persona, the voice, are unduplicatable. And the very best we could achieve would be a poor imitation. Second, as interesting as his life was, dramatizing it on stage would only lessen it. And yet, the person who wrote the show says that at the end of the show, you're going to feel like you spent the evening with an extraordinary and real man, even though Johnny Cash is not presented as a character. Is that true?
Oh, that's very much true.
And how is that accomplished?
Well, As I explained to the cast, even in the audition process, I wasn't looking for the perfect notes. Johnny and June weren't known as vocal gymnasts. They were real people, and they were singing beautiful, beautiful stories. They were painting beautiful pictures with their poetry. And I told my cast, as long as they told the story, it was a winner. And that's what they're doing, is they're telling an incredible story.
Right. There are like 40 songs.
31, I believe.
31? Okay.
31, 36. A lot.
a lot of songs. Charlie, you are in the ensemble, so you're going throughout the show. What kind of experience is that?
Well, I can tell you that exactly what you were saying there about feeling like you're with the man. I've experienced that in rehearsals. I've gotten so absorbed. You listen to this music. He is so raw and authentic and so passionate. You know, you can't help but get wrapped up in it. And the crazy thing is that after rehearsing, when I'm rehearsing and I'm like, okay, I need to take a break from rehearsing, I'll like Google an old Johnny Cash movie. Or, you know, and so I'm like, I'm just obsessed right now. He's just such a fascinating figure. He and June both.
Right. And how is the music helping to tell the story?
Oh, again, there's nothing unauthentic about Johnny Cash.
No, and when you're telling the story and how it relates, as I said before, his life is almost recordable in movements or suites, as if we were watching a ballet or an opera, where he had these time periods of melancholy, of remorse, of regret, and it influenced the music. His whole life, from early childhood, when he was 5 and they moved to Arkansas, and the house that they moved into was flooded 5 times. Well, that influenced 5 feet High and Rising. I mean, just so much of his music was a direct result of occurrences in his personal life.
Right. So this show opens on February 5th. That's Thursday, this coming Thursday. And it's running through the 15th of February. Performances are on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30. Sunday matinees at 3 o'clock. And there is a Thrifty's Thursday price for tickets, which is $15. And you can find tickets at thalian.org. Can you also find them at thalianhall.org? Or just both, right?
Both.
This is at Thalian Hall.
It is at Thalian Hall,
so you can
find
tickets in both locations or information about the show. Those of you who are just joining us, I'm talking to Lance Howell, who is the director of Ring of Fire. It's Thalian Association's musical that's opening next week, as well as Charlie Robertson, who's in the show, and David Loudermilk, who's the artistic director. He's sitting there in the back, and he's being quiet mostly over there. So now, is the songs, are they grouped by time period? Like, do they go in a chronological order, or is it more kind of an impressionistic the dark times or the
those movements. You have the gospels. You have you have the comedies. You have the duets that he and June. And these were these moments in his life, 3 and 4 or 5 year moments, where that's where he basically concentrated his efforts. He went back to the gospels late in his career, mm-hmm. and it brought him much success.
And it shows why he's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Gospel Music Hall of Fame. He just transcended any genre.
He is the only crossover artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that is listed at the time period not as a contributor, but as a genuine entry.
Right.
Mm. And part of that proof is, you know, I sat at the kitchen table listening to Johnny Cash with my parents, and then when my son was 13, he turned me back on to Johnny Cash. He was like, "Dad, have you ever heard of this Johnny Cash guy? He's so cool."
Well, in the 90s, when no record label would pick him up, and that's when he went in and he did all of the covers, and that's where Hurt came from. And so much of that, he had another run of success, and it was like, mm-hmm. he just couldn't keep him down.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of, he's covered some interesting music.
Yes.
Is one of the things, I used to say, I don't like country music except for Johnny Cash. Like, that was something I would say.
Right.
Because to me, he was more than country music.
Yeah.
Although I've broadened my horizons about country music, but Johnny Cash, he's cool.
Yes.
And he was intelligent. He was very smart,
yeah.
and surrounded himself with this smart people. He really gravitated to very intelligent. Mm-hmm. He gave Kris Kristofferson a start, basically, and Chris was a Rhodes Scholar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, he really did surround himself with intelligent. He had personal relationships with every president from Nixon on to current.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just a cool dude.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a man in black.
He was.
Yes.
So he, there's one of the songs I have always loved that he sang. I don't think he wrote it, but maybe he did. It's the Long Black Veil. She comes to visit me in my grave with her long black veil.
Oh,
what
I
is
know.
That song? I can't even remember what it's called right now.
Yeah.
Well, that one must not be in the show.
No.
But that's okay. I'm sure there are plenty of others. Tell me a highlight of the show.
I think one of the best ones is basically the Gospels, when we get to encompass so much of the old time, from Will the Circle Be Unbroken all the way to Daddy Sang Bass, Mama Sang Tenor, Standing on the Banks of Jordan. I the Gospels, I love them.
I love it when the guys sing Going to Memphis.
Oh, yes.
I think that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I bet everyone will have a different part that they love the best. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. This is Thaline Association. They are putting on the Ring of Fire about Johnny Cash, and it opens on Thursday. You can find out more information about this show at thaline.org or get tickets at thalianhall.org. It's 12:06.